Certainly, gun violence is a menace that must be curbed in Nigeria for our collective peace, sanity and security. Gun violence by non-state actors accounted for at least 8,000 deaths in 2021, and some 6,566 Nigerian souls were lost to the menace between the first 6 months of this year. The citizens make up the society, and society begins from the family unit. That's the starting point. Children are born with tabula rasa, empty slate. It's a society that teaches and indoctrinates them on what they eventually become. One major problem is that there is poor parenting syndrome in our generation, and we have to work on it to regain our lost good social order. The house is the first school that children attend, but many parents don't create time to teach their children values, virtues and ethics any longer, as everyone is running like a hare in pursuit of lucre or money. Children should be taught that violence is wrong and ungodly. A simple strategy is to have a policy that you don't beat your sibling, you report him or her. You don't expose children to violence in the guise of entertainment in games, sports and movies. Apart from the family, the school also has a role to play, and teachers should lead by example. Violence begets violence, and teachers should, just like parents, not introduce students to materials that glamorize violence. This is why courtesy must be extirpated from the school system. Then the mosque or the church has many roles to play in teaching citizens the ways of God. Anyone who understands the values and virtues that the Quran teaches and the biblical virtues would be loving, empathetic, kind, considerate, compassionate, generous, and good to others. The person would know that harming others, hurting or attacking them is a sin punishable by God. No one who knows the implications wants to draw the wrath of God. Peer groups, clubs, and organizations that citizens belong to also have roles to play in making them realize the evil of violence, wickedness, and crime. With over 10 million illegal weapons in Nigeria, the task of ridding the country of violence cannot be left to formal structures such as the National Center for the Control of Small Arms and Light Weapons, established by the federal government last year alone. All citizens have a role to play at all layers. And in keeping gun violence minimal, the magic wand is good governance, which the World Bank simply defines as the manner in which power is exercised in the management of a country's economic and social resources for development. Good governance relies on participation, not discrimination against or alienation of others in governance. Rule of law, not might is right. Accountability, not it's our turn to still wait for your time. Transparency, meaning access to information and monitoring of institutions. Consensus building, responsiveness, justice and fairness, equity, effectiveness and efficiency, as well as strong vision. The Mo Ibrahim Foundation identifies the key components of the four strategies of good governance in Africa as A, safety and rule of law covering accountability, personal safety and national security, B, participation and human rights covering participation, rights and gender, C, sustainable economic opportunity, and D, human development. Is there good governance in Nigeria? The answer is stark. When citizens realize that government is caring and leaders are honest, there will be trust. But in a situation where there is a breach of social contract between the government and the citizens, people will not trust the government. You see, according to the National Security Incidents Tracker by Beacon Consulting, 7,222 Nigerians were killed and 3,823 others were abducted between January 1 and July 29, 2022. In a situation where state officials and government structures are involved in ransom bargains with kidnappers, the message to the citizens is that government is helpless, if not an accomplice, and they have to take their destiny into their hands. As I earlier said, good governance is the key to gaining citizens' trust. In the Southeast, when non-state actors declared a sit-at-home order and people who ventured out were attacked, citizens understood who to obey. When terrorists in the Northeast defy the military and engage in mass murder, they pass message across that they can do and undo. Besides, when you know that the justice system would not support the poor or the weak, you have a tendency not to trust it. Nothing ensures trust and assure citizens than good governance. In terms of proliferation of small arms in Nigeria, the proliferation of small and light weapons cannot curb our insecurity. Rather, proliferating small and light weapons exacerbates it. More than 45,000 Americans died in 2020 alone due to gun violence. The current and correct thinking is that there should be gun control, and the Democrats who are in power in the US have been known to be almost unanimous in their support for stricter gun laws. Guns are not toys, and if you have them, you will be tempted to use them wrongly or at the slightest provocation. Albert Einstein was profound when he said, "We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them." The Chinese general Sun Tzu, author of The Art of War, said, "It is more important to outthink your enemy than to outfight them." Part of the findings in the book, Managing Violent Religious Extremism in Fragile States, Building Institutional Capacity in Nigeria and Kenya, co-written with my colleagues and published this year by Routledge UK, is that ensuring security is not just through kinetic means that we are so much obsessed with. It's about focusing on non-kinetic means or winning the hearts and minds of the radicals and criminals. I did a study a few years ago which I canvassed the need to secure weapons and not to weaponize insecurity. What I meant is that instead of throwing weapons at insecurity, What is needed is to secure weapons from falling into the hands of non-state actors and focus on human development. Human development is multi-sectoral. It includes economic, food, health, environmental, personal, community, and political security. In other words, we should provide employment and guarantee citizens economic security. We should make food available and have fewer hungry and angry citizens. We should provide affordable health services so that people are no longer emotionally charged as a result of losing their loved ones to avoidable health challenges. We should protect the environment against diseases. We should attend to the welfare and personal needs of the people. We should guarantee community security, and we should remove toxicity from politics, detaching it from religious and ethnic sentiment. It is by doing this that we shall reap the multiplier effect in fruit that will produce the vitamin for a safe and secure country. Think about it. When people like us were growing up in the 70s, the only security apparatus we knew was the police force. We were better off security-wise, and we could sleep with both eyes closed. These days, there are many security apparatus, the formal and the informal types, and you can barely name them, including private security companies and the vigilantes, all with some weaponry. What is the result? The civil space is encroached with violation, and violence multiplies. Insecurity is a symptom of a disease, which is bad governance. If we use human development approach and entrench good governance, we shall achieve security without firing a shot. Proliferating weapons would lead to multiplying violence.